The NPL show is brought to you in association with EvoStick. Get stuck in. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new series of the EvoStick NPL show. This week's show is a season preview. Finger in the air time. Around the table here at the award-winning Heat and Hops in South Manchester.
North Stockport.
We're joined by non-league broadcasting legend Johnny Crowther. Welcome to the show, Johnny. You've been on it once.
Yeah.
In this setting.
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
Delighted to be back, Ben.
You've forgotten what it was like last time.
I've forgotten.
And by the end of the show, you've completely forgotten again.
From the Midchester Guardian, it's a welcome return and promoted to the Premier Division. Andrew Simpson joins us. Hello, Andy. How's
it going? Yeah, I'm okay.
From BBC Radio Manchester and from 26-0, Mr. Ian Burke's here.
Hiya, Ben.
From the non-league show and from FC Radio, we're joined by Swamper. Hello, Swamper.
Good evening, guys.
From Altrincham, making his second appearance, it's Richard Impey. Hello, Richard.
Evening.
And from the league, be upstanding for social media bod, James Hayes. Hi, James.
How's it doing?
So, a big disclaimer on this month's show. It is a season preview. We will be back at the end of August to have a better understanding of where teams are. At the moment, I'm not joking, it is finger in the air. We are just making this up as we go along.
Well, it hasn't started then.
Exactly. And, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on at clubs that we're not quite fully aware of, so we are just guessing in many ways. So,
it is, Ben, that managers have only got a few more days before that is their final squad.
Final squad? Have you heard yourself? You know damn well that by the end of August, half the teams will have got rid of half the players and they'll have got the other teams that have been cast off.
You
can't have a row during the disclaimer bit of the show.
Quite well made, Ben.
Right.
Well made.
The other thing to add is that there's lots of restructures going on this season. So for a full run through now about what is about to happen and what it all means, James, how many teams get relegated this season?
So from all three divisions, there will only be one relegation spot this season.
Will Ratcliffe be safe?
That's relegation. One team goes down from all three divisions. From the Premier, one team goes up and another team from the playoffs?
No, that's status quo there.
Okay, now from Division 1 North and Division 1 South, two teams automatically up. Plus, now this is where it gets really complicated, right? Yeah. There is a playoff between 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th, or 7th, if the team 3rd has the best record across all 6 divisions of Step 4.
Yep, you said it correctly.
There we go. And also, I don't even need you.
And also then the reprieve, if any team does need reprieving or needs replacing, the playoff finalists will be considered for it, not the team getting relegated.
So the team. What? So there's no.
Let's all have a drink, eh?
That's the basic.
Cheers. So the NPL
makes sense to me. Anyway, so that's where we are.
Yes.
Later in the show, we're going to be hearing.
Can we just go through that again, so the listener can understand and we can understand?
There'll be a test at the end of the show. From the Northants Telegraph later on, we'll be joined by John Dunham, who'll be talking about Division One South.
Does he understand it?
Well, we'll find out. I'll speak to him on Thursday. This is being recorded on Wednesday, so any breaking news, we don't know. Now, let's talk about the Premier Division. There's some very big signs in the Premier Division this season. There's the likes of Altrincham, there's Stourbridge. Shall we start with the letter A anyway?
Well, I mean, Altrincham have come.
Well, you're currently top of the league, Richard. You'd be pleased to know.
That's great. No, it's going to be like the rest of the season. We're really, really optimistic there.
I think one of the things, though, in fairness about Ben, if you look at Altrincham's history over the last probably 10 to 15 years in the Conference North, they've been up and down. There's been a lot of relegations, been some very good highs. They've obviously a team that have beaten, I think, more league football clubs in the FA Cup than any other team in the history of the FA Cup. But they have been a yo-yo team for a number of years. They've been reprieving a few occasions. They're in the position for the very first time in their history where they are now. They brought a manager in, Parkinson.
The management team, but
Parky has brought in a very, very good squad. Altrincham, I'm not going to tell you whether I think they're going to get promoted as champions or not at this moment in time, but they have to. They have to be one of those teams that you're really going to consider to be right up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not going to do it, I'll do it. I'm not going to say how much they're going to win by.
Come on.
I'm not.
Do it for me.
No,
please. There's people at home with shots in front of them right now.
All right, then, here we go.
All 10 of them. Here we go.
Altrincham.
Line them up.
Altrincham to win this league by 10 clear points.
Oh, he's done it again.
No, well, no pressure, Parky.
The thing is, the one thing that concerns me is, all right, we know Parky's very good. He's a smart manager, and he pulled up trees. It was like an illegal logger in the Amazon, what he did last season for Nantwich in the season before. And the problem is, how quickly are they going to gel?
Yes.
The thing is, Parky knows a lot of the players from before, whether they've been at Nantwich or whether they've been on loan at Nantwich with John Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's been smart enough, I think, to sign multiple players from the same club, whether it's been Nantwich or from Salford. They've got James Poole, they've got John Hume there as well. They've got a phenomenal front line.
Richard.
Right, thank you very much, Ben. I think everybody's really impressed with the squad that Parky's got together. You can see it in the friendlies, they're gelling. Lots of movement of the ball, lots of movement off the ball, which is just as important, obviously. We've more than held our own against Wrexham, Chester and Stockport. Having said that, we're going to lose 1-0 at Trafford on Saturday.
And to temper it about Chester, we drew 1-1 with them as well. So maybe
we'll get to your team in a bit.
All right. Simon, go on.
I think the rest of the league will probably be praying that Alti have an indifferent start, because I think if they do, that'll be a really interesting dynamic of how Parky handles that, because the pressure of expectation is so high. I've not looked at their fixtures. You've been probably
Stafford
to start.
That's not an easy first game, by the way.
And then Nantwich on the Tuesday.
Right. So I think that's what I'll be watching with interest. They've got to come to Witten on Bank Holiday Monday as well. So if they don't get off to a flyer, I think it's going to be fascinating how Parky handles that. I don't necessarily think the fans will give him grief if they don't, but I just think because we're all kind of crowning them already, how that'll pan out.
It's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing the crowning. Everybody's really optimistic about the thing. The forum, there's so many positive comments on the forum, which is unbelievable.
Your words, Richard. After last season.
I don't think Graham Rowley's had a mention for a couple of months now, so we're really making progress there. But no, everything's set up for a great season.
Now, Johnny, what's your expectation? Because obviously you're close to Phil as
I know Parky well, as you know, Ben. Covered Nantwich for the last couple of seasons. I think first and foremost, I think him and Neil Savelle are a partnership. That's massively important to him. The first thing I said when he went to Alti is, Solves is absolutely coming with me. They work so well
and
together.
The backroom as well.
The backroom staff as well, absolutely. Chris Parks, a goalkeeping coach, is gone as well. Tommy Udo, the physio. You know, he's taking the whole team with him, as well as the players. You talked about defensively as well, and I pick up on that point because he's taking Ben Harrison as well, who I think's absolute class. He was brilliant last season. He's been brilliant for the last couple of seasons. You've got Chris Lynch, the former Salford man as well. Very good defender. So
we've got Tom Hannigan coming back from injury as well. He's like a new signing, to be perfectly honest. He missed so much of last season.
I totally agree. I think the big point is, how there's a lot of changes there, and how quickly will those players integrate? I think they'll do it because there's so much quality. You mentioned James Poole, brilliant at Salford. You know, what an acquisition he is. Jordan Hume, Johnny Johnston, brilliant when he came to Nantwich on loan. He's going to make a big difference. All of them are going to score bags of goals. They're going to score bags.
Does everyone hear that? Screams from the West Midlands going, stop being so Manx-centric.
Yeah.
Now, moving south.
Can I just make one last point?
Could
it be more perfect, though, the Cup Kings, Altrincham, with the Cup King himself, Phil Parkinson, who's done so well over the last couple of seasons, getting Nantwich on in the knockout.
It's interesting you say about Cup Kings. Aren't Stourbridge Cup
segue.
Kings? Yeah, that's nice.
Thank you.
Now,
you see my notes in front of me.
Well, everyone, if you look at the betting odds, which I have, Alti and Stourbridge are joint favourites. Now, obviously, Alti are a big club with lots of non-league pedigree, with a good management team, and as Johnny says, with a really good squad.
Yeah.
But Stourbridge, surely it's their year. Surely.
The Admiral, he's moved on to fresh seas, hasn't he? I can't remember where he's gone.
Good point, mate.
Well, but, for the second year on the trot, it might have been third year actually. They've lost the main striker. And have they replaced him this year? We didn't think they had done last year, Luke Benbow came from nowhere pretty much and really took on the mantle.
I think Stourbridge as a football club, as the pride of the Midlands, in all fairness, at this moment in time, in this part of the division, they'll be looking to go on better than last season.
Definitely.
They had a great season. The FA Cup helped them hugely financially and also put them on the map and create a new breed of supporter that are coming in to watch the football club. But equally, they've had that money injected, they're using it wisely. You can't not bet against the likes of Stourbridge, because they've not done it for one season, for two seasons, they've done it for three seasons on the bounce. And you know, we've looked at clubs that have done it and done it and done it and been ever so near. This year I can see them being right up there. They'll be chasing on the tail of Alti all through the season, and regardless what happens in this, you know, the next first two games of the season, they'll be right up there still. Definitely. Coming back of the season, they've also got the infrastructure there now. They have the money, because those FA Cup runs have left them in a very good financial position, and also they play football in the right manner. They bring the right people in there, get a young squad, and then what they also have done, which is not many clubs have done, they've sold players on to league clubs or Premier League clubs and made money from them as well. So they're bringing the right kind of caliber player in there. I can see them being right up there. It's a great community football club as well, and I think they are going to be, together with them and Hensford, who I do believe this season will be a big power as well, have an opportunity for that part of the world to really be a force in this division. Yeah,
Stourbridge are pretty much, from what I've been saying all off-season, is this is their last season in this league, because obviously it's very likely, because it could come into the Midlands, so they're treating this as like a farewell tour, but one final throw at the dice.
Now, another team you mentioned there from that West Midlands, South Staffordshire area was Hensford. Neil Toof's now back in at the helm of a football club. The club that have got all the facilities there, they're a big club, they've been higher up in the non-league pyramid as well.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have got relegated. It was a calamity that season when they went down. They're going to improve this year, no doubt about it. I think last season was a massive disappointment.
It's a big jump though to go from mid-table to title challenges.
Look at Whitby.
It is, I think, based on who they've signed so far.
Now, officially, the third favourite team to win the league this season is actually Workington, They're another team who they've been knocking on the doors.
A gloomy fourth place.
They are, aren't they?
I've actually got
unglued into fifth place. But the thing is, Workington, as a club, have got immense history, are a good footballing team, and they're desperate to get out. And they've been on the cusp and on the cusp and the cusp and the cusp. I don't think I can flick a coin to see which way they're going to go this season. It's so difficult to predict what Workington are going to do.
But last season for Workington was, you know, it was an up in the air season. And yet they still were competing.
In the second half of the season, I've got a question about Workington for you as an FC United fan. How do they keep coming back? Because they've been in the playoffs in successive seasons now and missed out. There's been teams that are just a little bit better than they've been.
Win it.
How do they keep... Well, it's
either win it or... And I think they will be up there. It's a hard thing to do, but they will be up there, I believe.
But by them being up there anyway...
They've been underachievers.
I don't think they're necessarily underachievers. I just think they're running a tight ship and they're where they're meant to be.
Now, where should we go to next? I'm going to allow you free rein because of this. I'm looking at the league table
there. It's got to be Stalybridge.
Now, a few people I've been speaking to are a bit about Stalybridge.
That's manager in the league.
Is there anyone around this table who's willing to go with that? They're a bit this season. Burke.
What does that mean?
It was. Well, we'll find out, Burke.
I've seen them pre-season. All right, pre-season doesn't necessarily mean... It's not the be-all and end-all, but I'm a little concerned about the players that they've got in. It's a lot of players who... They've come back to the club, but they were there when they were struggling before they got relegated. And we know from past experience that if you've got players who go from the Conference North, teams that have been struggling in the Conference North and subsequently get relegated from that division, that they struggle the next year in the Evo-Stick Premier. I think there might be a little bit of underestimating this league.
Is that going to...
You're talking nonsense. You really are, Berkey. Well, I mean, all the things you've said on radio in the last 10 years, that's probably the worst thing you've ever said.
You're talking
absolute garbage.
No, you know I'm not talking.
They've just brought in Matthew Wolf and them.
Yeah.
All right, oh, have they? Oh, oh, that changes everything then. Right, right, yeah. That, well, Wolf is a very good signing, isn't he?
Wolf is a good signing. Yeah. And they're all fairly local as well, aren't
they? They're all local ones. Yeah.
Just to segue, because Stelebri Celtic this weekend, they're going to be playing Nantwich Town, and that means I can bring in Nantwich Town at this point. Now, this obviously filters into what we're talking about with Altrincham as well. I'm looking at you, Johnny, because obviously, you know. Are they going to be all right? Are they going to recover from, firstly, the promotion race last season? They're losing the management team. They're losing the players. What we're looking at for Nantwich?
I think, you know, listening to what Berkey was saying on Swampy before, you know, the last couple of seasons have been phenomenal for Nantwich Town. No doubt about it. You know, the cup run, the push for league, they've been so close in both seasons. When you lose so many quality players, and I mean real quality, that have gone, the likes of Andy White has gone to Southport, Curtis Jones, Curtis Jones has gone to Southport, Ben Harrison, Josh Hancock. You know, you're taking four or five of the top players out of that club. Very difficult to replace. Really difficult. They're embedded in it. They are. You know, they've been such a major part. However, Dave Cook has come on board as a manager. You know, he's got a lot of history in Antwich Town. Bringing players in. They've just signed yesterday Casper Hughes from Fylde. Massive signing. Played with Sean Cook previously. Them two can do a bit. Sean Cook's injured at the moment. Coming back from an injury.
He's going to be big for Nantwich this season.
Yeah, well, Sean Cook was brilliant big last season, Ben. He scored over 20 goals.
Obviously,
he's
not big.
He's not big. I mean, he's not big.
That's the irony.
Cocky isn't big, but 5'6" or whatever it is. But yeah, he scored over 20 goals last season. So,
but it's a season of consolidation, yeah. And they can utilise the relationship they've had with Crewe and other to bring other players in when they need to, and so on and so forth. Cookie's doing, you know, with the job he's going to do, he's going to be okay. But they're not going to be a team that's going to be challenging like last season. I mean, it's a big transition. You lose that, but of course, your players.
Shall we move to another Cheshire club who've got big things?
Can I put a word in for Nantwich?
Yes.
I went there yesterday, not to the ground, but to the town, and it's lovely.
Lovely Morrisons.
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
And he didn't pop in to see me, Ben.
No, I was only there for an hour, and I thought, you know, I don't want to get you out of your office.
The big question is, does he have one of them foot-long sausage rolls?
The thing about Nantwich is, if you're going there on public transport, it's deceivingly far away. It takes ages to get back to Manchester from Nantwich.
Well, I've looked it up, and it takes about 45 minutes.
An hour.
45 minutes. Tell you what, I came back from Shrewsbury yesterday in an hour and 11 minutes.
That's right.
And he knows. That's right. I've been on a pre-season bus journey.
He said Shrewsbury. That's right.
To Huddersfield. Anyway. Had a great time as well.
Right.
And I went to Whitchurch.
Was that an hour?
And you didn't invite me.
Now.
No, well, it was me and Eleanor. It was a romantic day out.
Sticking with the Cheshire theme, let's move our way towards Warrington.
Simo, it means it's your patch.
Now, Simo, Warrington's season last season was a finding your feet season. It was, you know, they came close occasionally to putting a run together, but it didn't quite work out. This season,
they are going for it. Mm-hmm. They will be very upset if they don't finish in the top five. Very upset. That'll be considered a failure. It was up and down last year, but don't forget Paul Carden, this is his first full season in charge. This now very much is his squad. In fact, it's virtually unrecognisable from the team he inherited even in October. There's been that much of change. Spent big name signings. Josh Hine going there to play up front, lead the line. Big signing for them. He needs to have a big season if they are gonna challenge. But all the noises coming out of Warrington are that they're serious. They consider themselves to be capable of mounting a challenge. Like I say, they'll consider it a failure if they are not at least in the playoffs by the end of the season.
I think it'll go to the wire.
Hey! That can only get used once in a season, so unlucky.
I mean, obviously, Card's got experience at Cambridge.
Yeah,
they're going to work hard, and they'll be a hard team to beat. I haven't got them in my top five at this moment in time. But I mean, again, listen, we haven't played and kicked a ball yet, so I mean, who are we?
Record now, haven't you?
But I also think Carden is a very good he's a good manager, and it's his own squad now, his own players and his own team. So he's got an opportunity to prove what he's capable of doing in this division. He did with Cambridge, he did quite well at Cambridge, but he did very well at Cambridge, in fairness.
I absolutely think Warrington can go up this season. Look at some of the players they've retained. I know we talk about the players they've lost, but they've kept Monaghan. Vassallo,
yeah, he's
good player, really good player. They put some money in there. You mentioned Josh Hine. They brought in a lad from Salford as well in the last couple of weeks. So really strong. And I saw them towards the end of last season. They were completely different to the way they started the season. Really strong, really well organised, good manager. I tell you what, I honestly think they could even win it.
Yep.
I'll go as far as that.
Yeah, boom. Fully agree.
Boom. It's all about the start, isn't it?
It is about the start.
Flying start. I tell you what, as you mentioned earlier, something.
That's always the thing.
Is it all about the start?
No,
because life.
It's for them.
Well, FC United.
It's like a story, though, isn't it? You've got a beginning, a middle, and an end.
That's right,
Bill. And ideally, if you put them all together, you're going to win the league.
And you want a classic arc for a good story, don't you?
Thank you.
There you go. There's only a few more clubs I want to mention, and then we'll talk about the newly promoted sides. Now, Buxton.
Yes.
Mm.
When are they going to make the playoffs? They've got to do it sooner or later.
They made a big signing as we're recording this. Jake Williams from FC United.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
You know that. But you didn't, did you? Oh.
Not today.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. He's got it. Look, he can't speak.
Best right back in the...
quality footballer, massively underused by FC United and Manchester, and it's an absolute disgrace. But apart from that, I mean, Buxton, Buxton have been there or thereabouts. They've still got their normal pitch this season, haven't they? It's not going to 3G.
Yeah, it's the last season of Brassers.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've been there or thereabouts, and we talk about them season in, season out, whether they're going to do it or not. It's going to be, I mean, Jake's a good addition.
Last year was the closest they've got.
Very, very close.
Seventh was the best finish they've had under Martin McIntosh. And only 3 points off fifth, weren't they?
He's a good manager. I'll be honest with you, I actually haven't got them in the top 10.
Top 10?
No, wow. I haven't, no.
Now,
I mean, I only wrote it 20 minutes ago. But I mean, and I should have perhaps. In fact,
you're not even got top 10, it's a top 9.
10, sorry.
Milk and Buxton. Redder isn't in this league. What are you talking about?
Right. They've crept into the top 10 with a quick.
I think they've got their outside chance, but they've got Liam Hardy back. Obviously, finished the season with him. That gives them a great chance.
Let's zoom our way to North Yorkshire, Whitby Town.
Yes, Andy Monkhouse, what a signing he is. Yeah. Champ man legend for me, back when I was managing Hartlepool. And I'm sure he's a legend in real life as well, but I think he's an absolutely fantastic signing for Whitby.
They can't repeat what they did last year. Lost Hobson,
That's true.
Simple.
But they've still got Chris Harder.
They have, and he did a fantastic, fantastic job last year. I put Whitby in the little clump of teams that, like Grantham and Matlock, that had such a good season last season, is whether they can do it again.
I was about to move on to Grantham.
And the fact they've lost their best player, says to me that I don't think that they can.
You're right, but one thing they do have is they have the best pre-season tournament in
amazing! Yes.
Walk us through it, Swampy, in two sentences, with no commas.
International mayhem.
Yeah? International mayhem. You can put it international mayhem. Absolutely amazing.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah. Celtic, and AZ.
Yes.
What a weekend of football. We should all go there next season. Forget all our own. Let's all go there. If I'd known about it, I would have been there as well. What a weekend of football.
Grantham.
Grantham.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, good. These were, I could tell by their silence.
They missed out on the Dootson.
I'm not allowed to say anything.
They missed out on the Dootson, and you could tell that they were really, really annoyed about that. Not just like gutted, but they were annoyed.
But you know what? The town has taken the club to the heart. They've sold, about twice as many season tickets as they did last season, so they've got a few more resources at their disposal this time. And alright, they're not going to win it. I'd be astounded if the top three. I'd be shocked if they make the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be far away. And I think it's a club that's on an upward curve at the moment, and I wish them all the best. And alright, they don't play the sexiest of football, but it's not as bad as what's been made
out.
They're not that bad at all.
In fairness, they only actually play 71 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't make that joke. They don't like that joke.
I don't care.
Just to say, that isn't my joke. Don't get in touch with the MPL show. Get in touch with Swampy and Becky.
They
are media darlings, and they are available on social media. Anyway.
I was bigging Grantham up there, Richard. And you didn't even mention Thatcher.
Richard. Oh, yeah, you're letting it slip, aren't you? Just one more club I need to mention, and then we can have a break. Matlock Town.
I assume Ginang is not going to be there this season. He's gone back to Burton.
Not going to be there, but they have signed Sean Harrod, which I think is one of the best signings anybody's made in the league. That means they'll get plenty of goals.
Are they the dark horse this season?
He's only 32, I had a look today.
Is it?
Yeah. Are they the dark horse this season?
I think because
they were.
I think of the kind they of ran can out, they do it again.
They
teams,
ran out.
They can.
They there was an acceptance. We went to Causeway. We're playing right towards the end of the season, and there was an acceptance that they just ran out of steam.
Yeah.
Mm. Are they going to run out of steam this time?
They were in fairness playing against.
No. Just they were dropping points, not just to spend more.
They had a good run as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were knackered.
Exactly.
They were knackered. They were like it was like a I don't know a Denton donkey sanctuary. After the last, with the last three games to go, there were that
a donkey sanctuary.
There's one in Debdale Park.
Yeah, right. Denton.
That's Gorton.
Gorton stroke Denton.
It's Denton.
Nobody cares about East Manchester geography. Now, what were you saying?
Very dare you only primarily live in it.
One thing is they've lost the greatest chant in non-league football, haven't they? So
that matters.
Well, anyway.
It was reverberating around the Causeway Lane when we went there.
It was
someone
hell, yeah.
was singing it from the castle.
Yeah.
That is the end of part one of the Evo Stick MPL show, season preview 2017-2018. Oh. Wait your turn.
Oh, Ben, what about Barwell?
Where is that again?
Coming up.
What about Sean Caulfield?
We'll be back in a second or two to talk about everyone else, including the newly promoted sides into the Premier Division.
Even hell, Zoe.
You've not mentioned Stafford Rangers, Ben. How dare you?
Oh, no. Marie! Marie!
But from everyone here at the Heat and Hops, here's a quick advert, and we'll be back in a minute.
Fantastic adhesive this sticks like. From Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some sticks like on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks like adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.
It's now time to look at the teams who we've not mentioned yet.
Oh, yeah.
In part number two of this season preview. And there's teams that we've not mentioned, and we'll get to the newly promoted sides in a second, but there's some sides who are on the periphery of, oh, are they going to do something? And the classic one was, well, Rushall, who were thereabouts and then dropped out just after Christmas. And then the Stafford Rangers, who were threatening it for a long time. And Barwell, let's not forget. Now, Richard, this is interesting because obviously you're new to this level of the game, and that means we can introduce you to places like Barwell.
Exactly.
And,
I'm looking forward to it.
When you go to Barwell, try the burger.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start with Rush Olympic.
Let's.
Now, obviously, Roy Sewell's not here this week, but what do you reckon for Rush On?
It's about time that they actually did find themselves in the playoffs, and I mean, I've got them at fourth. In the division. I know it's a strange one, but
on what grounds?
On the grounds that I like the ground.
They've got a nice orange kit.
They're one of the only clubs who offer press snacks and soup and sandwiches.
A full beverage of.
They treat the press well, and that's why the reward. Fourth in the season prediction show.
It's not at all. I think they've got a good manager,
and I think they might benefit from that because obviously. It was hard for John Alm, wasn't it, to be the chairman and the manager.
He was making a pretty good fist of it while Alex Reid was scoring all them goals, yeah. And they were in the top five, and I was like...
Is he a manager or player manager, Wayne Thomas?
I don't know, he signed up as a player, actually. But that changed their season when Reid left, and they were never able to recover, and how do you replace it? Well, he was on course to get 30 goals, wasn't he?
Well, certainly mid-season, anyway. Yeah. They've had the whole summer now, haven't they? And
they've got a good chance this season, because... They're one of those teams that will be under the radar hugely, apart from what we've now. Well, I have.
Well, so
you'll do really well and you'll win the league.
Barwell are one of those teams who've been threatening for the last 2 years, haven't they? Where they've just missed out on being involved in a playoff hunt, but they've been.
I think with Barwell is that they are probably, for the size of the club and where they are and the size of the place, still punching above their weight. So to be where they are each season is. Fantastic achievement. I mean, you're right, they kind of threaten to. They go on runs, don't they, Barwell? They're quite streaky.
Well, they went on the best run ever, didn't they? They went something like 90 games unbeaten at one point.
Just to throw in then Stafford Rangers, and obviously last year was a finding your feet year for Nathan Chinside.
They have to do better.
Well, they have to convert the draws into wins.
Yeah.
If they'd have converted six or seven of those, they'd have been right in the mix. So.
We saw them at Buxton last year, didn't we?
We did, yeah,
They were a good team. They were just missing something, weren't they? Mm-hmm. Remember? Goals. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, but they're a decent team. And the one thing, I mean, I know we're talking about those in the top five, those mid-table, those maybe get relegated, but
They're a massive tough club for this level. They yeah. should.
They
be
are, yeah.
challenging.
And they'll be looking. They'll be looking to move into the. You know,
I think the game on Saturday is going to be very interesting.
Yes,
if Altrincham. They take something from Altrincham, that could just be the catalyst for their season. You know, if they get turned over. I'm not going to say it's game over or anything like that.
It's a free hit for them though, isn't it? And they are a good side.
It's the start of last season.
In all fairness, I think the only thing you have to worry about is if, as a team that you pretty know yourselves, or you think we might think that are going to be there at the bottom of the table, you have to start really well.
One team we've not mentioned yet, and this is where you can bring your Manx-centric klaxon, Ashton United.
Yeah, I think they're going to be hit and miss this season. I think there'll be more hit than miss, mind you. They've got some pretty decent signings in there. They've
good goalkeeper.
Yeah, a very good
Dave
keeper.
Dave Carnell from FC United has joined them.
I think that's the best goalkeeping signing in the division, actually.
There's one team, and I'm gonna nail my course to the master, who I think is going to do quite well this season. And I'm sorry to everyone who supports this club, but Sutton Coldfield Town.
Oh, yeah.
The reason being, there's no pitch problems. Richard Sneakers has got a good run up at it. They were good up until the pitch problems. Fawns.
Well, didn't they start off on the back foot last season?
Yeah, with the pitch problems.
Yeah.
And when we interviewed Richard Sneakers at the end of last season, when he agreed to finally come on the show because they were safe, that he said that we've got to make sure we're never in this position ever again. So
I believe him.
That's the thing. I believed him at the time. So, are we going to see a resurgent Sutton Coldfield doing what they did two seasons ago?
What, get promoted?
Well, quite possibly. No. I mean, look, they've got.
No,
great
two team. Seasons ago they surprised everyone by finishing 10th or something like that, didn't they? In the first season, yeah.
I can't see him finishing any higher than mid-table, to be honest.
But that's a big improvement on last season.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good manager. He's got a good pedigree about him, and. Again, you know, I mean, unfortunately, if we had the benefit of being able to watch pre-season games and give it a real understanding, yeah. I mean, we're giving blind thoughts and processes.
What do you mean? We've got databases and everything.
I know.
Look at all these printouts we've got here, Swamp.
I know, Ben, yes, the bar bill. and, you know, I mean, good manager, they'll do better than last year, no question about it. But the one team that we haven't mentioned...
I'm going to get to them.
Who?
Hell's Owen.
No,
I was going to say Marine, weren't I?
Oh. I was on a team. We're doing newly promoted later, aren't we? Yes. Yeah, so I do apologise. So carry on.
So there's only two left, Hell's Owen and Marine.
Well, Marine, again,
brand new man. Both of which I think really were annoyed with where they were last season.
Marine's one of those teams that could be right up there without you knowing about it. They've got a good injection of. Supporters, they've exceeded by 26% their season tickets for the season. They've a great community family football club, let's get it right. And on the pitch, if they can get off what they've done off the pitch this season right, in pre-season on the pitch, they will be a contender. You know, they're not going to be possibly one of those teams that you can go to and it's an easy game. It's never been an easy game at Marine. No. They could be one of those teams that really upset the apple cart.
Last team we've not mentioned, the Hills, Owen.
If they don't score more goals, I really
they had a
fear.
They had a bad injury crisis, though, didn't they, for a long time?
The season just never got started. They just couldn't score. And someone's got to finish bottom.
Really?
And they don't sort that out.
That's interesting because I look at that division and I could not tell you who will finish bottom because it's...
Well, I wouldn't ask. I wasn't going to ask.
You could maybe go bottom four.
For you say this
you
out
can't,
there...
You can't go bottom.
You're not going to ask us, are you?
No. For you say this out there, you can make up your own answers. We're not doing relegations.
You normally get a team that just plummets, and I don't think we've really had that at the end of last season, although if one team were going to be on the way... Yeah. No, because Skem were bottom the whole way.
That's what I mean.
A team that's comfortably in mid-table, like Hyde were the season before.
It doesn't matter this year, does it?
Well, it does if you finish bottom.
You are going to be really upset.
Two more sides, Colville, Mickleover.
I think they'll make up the bottom three alongside Hales Owen. There you go.
Mickleover, let's remind everyone about how good Mickleover was for
quite
a long
good
time.
Yeah.
Very good last season.
They beat half the table, if I remember rightly.
They were the team that actually determined the league winners last season. Yeah. And also, they didn't have a good FA
FA Trophy, a very good FA Trophy, but again, they were the one team that there was a group of four teams. You had Colville as one of them as well. Barwell.
What did I call them? What did I call them? I can't remember what I called them.
The Gang of Four.
That's right.
Which were a great band. a great band from the '80s, actually, from Yorkshire. That were a big left wing socialist band.
Them four teams, everyone seemed to hate to play because they took points off everyone. It doesn't matter where they were on the table. If them two teams can replicate that again,
now let's talk about the newly promoted sides. Charlene, I would have said, we're going to be contenders, but then there was the ground problem, wasn't there? And where's that left them, James?
Well, they obviously managed to get themselves obviously wrecked for the season. So other than playing Monday nights now, I think it's them. It's business as usual, I'm assuming.
Do we see Charlene changing the way they play in any way, shape, or form? And now I'm coming to you, Sir.
Well, they're the straight swappies with Damien Reeves, so they're laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be a tough encounter again this season. They'll work hard. They will put teams under pressure, and they'll be a mid-table team this season, and they will just enjoy themselves in this division. They've lost the goal scorer, which I honestly don't understand why he's gone again.
They've lost him, but they've replaced him with someone better.
If they can provide Damien Reeves with a good service to score goals, I think Damien Reeves doesn't create his own goals.
Damien Reeves in Bradley's back to goal, you know, he's perfectly adept at just playing people in and then running right off. Sorry, go on.
Now, Lancaster City, the other champions from Division 1.
They were very functional last season. They got the job done. What I mean by they found a way to beat
saying
teams.
Saying that, though, that they came out on top in one of the closest title races in Division 1 North for years.
Yeah, they did, but, I mean, there's no argument about it. Farsley were the better side. They just didn't have the consistency on...
Lancaster were the better side. They won the division.
Oh, 46 games. Yeah. Sorry, 42 games. Yeah, you're quite right.
Farsley were the flashier, weren't they?
Farsley were great to watch.
Let's go to Farsley. They've had a big managerial change over the summer.
With Farsley last season, they were an absolute joy to behold. The only problem is they had proper disciplinary records. They were having red cards left, right and centre. What's his face up front? Walshaw. Was it three red cards he got? He ended up missed.
Farsley have appointed Adam Lakeland as manager. He had a brief spell at Northwich, not managed at this level before. I think it's totally unfair to judge him on what happened there.
Yes, always not.
But it'll be interesting how he gets on at step three. There has been turnover, as you'd expect, with managers leaving. So he's made some quite good signings. I think keeping Walshaw probably is as big as any of the signs he's made. But I think the two Division 1 North teams are going to find it tough.
And last but not least, saving the best to last, Witton Albion.
Yes.
Simo, welcome back to the big boys table.
Well, the last time Witton got promoted from Division 1, they went on to finish 5th in the Premier Division, but lost to FC United, if you remember.
I do. Wolfie.
Hell of a semi-final, Wolfie.
Cracking goal from distance.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great game. Back in this division, but...
Witton are optimistic. In fact, so optimistic that I managed to get Carl McCauley to commit yesterday to saying he thinks they can finish in the top 8, which I didn't think I'd ever get out of it. My two quick concerns for Witton: one, they've lost their best player, who Bradley Barres has scored 27 goals from midfield last year, has gone to Barrow. You can't replace a player like that, and they haven't. They've also lost another of their best players, Tom Owens, who has gone to live and play football in Australia. Very difficult player for them to replace, and again, they've not really done that pre-season. That said, they've kept everybody else. We've talked tonight about needing people to score goals. Rob Hopley is an absolute guarantee of that. So I think they're right to be optimistic. They've got quite a small squad though, and I think 46 games means they probably won't have enough to finish in the playoffs. But if they finish in the top 8, I think that's a brilliant season.
A small squad though, that means that they're going to be very tight.
And they are.
But
they
went for a whole season with a small squad on numerous fronts.
They did, and they had a lot of luck because they didn't have many injuries, and discipline record was good. If you have that look again, maybe they could sneak it. But I think they'll have a really good season.
And just a couple of pieces of correspondence we've had in. Andy Countach has been in touch to say, or Countach has been
Countach.
In touch. Countach is another way of saying it. He says Matt Locktown and Altrincham are going down. There's a clue there into who he supports. Promotion spots for us and Stourbridge. Any last guesses? He said Matlock are going down. He supports Buxton. That's right. Callum Bradker has been in touch to say Witton Albion is my side. We'll finish mid-table, and that is the general thought amongst our supporters.
That's fine.
Well, and manager. Not the manager. Top 8. Altrincham and Stourbridge will be going up, in my opinion. And Matt Joyce. Hello, Joyce. We've got new footballs this season. Social media pod. For Buxton, he's saying, hoping for at least the playoffs this season. Alti seems to be making some good signings, as well as Charlene. He's put Charlene Aquaforce. That's old school, that choice. May the best teams be up there. Right, closing thoughts then for the Premier. Quickly round the table, who's going to win the league? Johnny Crowther, you've been quiet for the last however long that second segment of the show has been edited down to.
Altrincham or Warrington for me?
Altrincham. And for the playoffs?
Warrington,
right, okay. Simo?
Stourbridge to win the league and Stalybridge through the playoffs.
Oh, your forum is going to be a light, Richard. It really is. Anyway,
I'm going to say the mighty.
This is good for you, though, because you're phoning on Altrincham struggles. Yeah. It'd be great. Anyway, go on.
The mighty Robins, Altrincham by 10 points.
And playoffs? Course.
You've already committed to it.
Yeah.
You haven't changed your mind.
Let's say, I'm going to say Workington this year.
Yeah, oh man.
Swampy.
Well, it's interesting.
As concise as you can, please.
I come after him, and me and Burke get on very, very well, on and off, in fairness.
He hates you.
I spent 17 hours on the bus with him. I'm going to completely change what I thought at the beginning of tonight, because
have we changed your mind tonight?
It's all about opinions, and I'm going to say Workington are going to win the league. Whoa. And Alti come second.
Boom.
Does that mean they're going up for the playoffs?
Alti are second.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, got me W's muddled up. Warrington to win the playoffs.
Richard. We're working in unison then.
Workington Warrington final, there you are.
I can only say up to win. I'm actually Workington in the playoffs.
Okay, and I just had a thought. You're a waste of time coming on our shows from now on, aren't you? Because you're not going to commit to anything.
I would say impartial, but to the fact that I live about a couple of minutes from the ground,
Stalybridge.
And I'm drinking all the locals. I've got to back Stalybridge. But having said that, being going to the pubs of Mosley, Ashton, Hyde, and everywhere else in Tameside, I've got to stay Stalybridge going to finish last as well.
So that's the end of part two. Coming up in a second, we're going to be talking Division One South with John Dunham, and then we'll be back here at the Heat and Hops talking about Division One North.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So it's now time to look at Division 1. And starting things off, we're going to be looking at Division 1 South. And joining us now to discuss Division 1 South and the prospects for everyone in Division 1 South, we're now joined by the welcome return from the Northants Telegraph, by the welcome return of the wonderful, the marvellous, it's Mr. John Dunham. Hello, John, how's things?
All right, even better after that introduction.
Thanks a lot. No problem at all. we're going to be covering Division 1 North. We're going to go back to the Heat and Hops in a few minutes or so to talk about Division 1 North. But starting with Division 1 South, just to be clear, two teams automatically go up. That could be free if the third place team has the best record across all six Step 4 divisions, in which case the playoffs then go down to 7th position. It's going to get awfully confusing, but by the end of the season, everyone will be dead clear on where we are. To start things off, though, John, let's go with your bread and butter. Russian and Diamonds, they've moved divisions, but we're still left with Corby Town. Corby Town new to this division this season. What's your expectations for Corby this season? Is it to bounce straight back, do you think?
It's a bit difficult to tell, to be honest, because, you know, they've had to do a bit of a rebuilding job after another relegation. You know, they've had back-to-back relegations, which is, a real tough one for any club to take. So they've had to rebuild a little bit. They've got a new manager in the form of David Bell, who, you know, some people might recognise that name. He used to play for Coventry and Norwich and whatnot, and he was there as assistant manager to Gary Mills last season and played a bit as well. So he's taken charge, and you know, they've kept quite a few members of the team that finished the season so well and, you know, just fell at the last when it looked like they were going to pull off the great escape, you know. So yeah, they've kept some decent players and they've added as well. So, but, you know, they've made it pretty clear that they've had to reduce their budget to come in line with the back-to-back relegations. And so, I mean, I know from watching this league, this particular division, quite a bit last season when Diamonds were in it, that it's very tough. There's some really good clubs in there, and it really is. You know, you hear managers say it all the time, and it gets a bit cliche, but it's one of those divisions where pretty much any team on their given day can beat another one, whether they're at the top or the bottom. That's certainly what I found from it last season. So, from Corby's point of view, I think they need some stability. They need to win some games and remember what that feeling's like and take it from there, really. But I think it's all in the start. If they can get a good start and get their tails up, then they might be all right. But certainly, the squad that they've put together, I think, should be more than capable of certainly being in the top half and hopefully even higher.
It's an interesting one as well because you've got this potential for three automatic promotion spots as well as the playoffs. It might be worth, with the likes of Shaw Lane and Wayne Albion not being in the division this season, it might be worth actually taking a punt as a chairman or a committee at a club, because what Division One South is left with is it's an intriguing one, because are Corby favourites, or would you say if we can pick out some sides who were challenging last season, Spalding United, for example, the scream out this is their season. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, Ben, because, I mean, like you say, if you look at it from a Corby point of view, then they'll be thinking, and I think they are, you know, I mean, they have reduced their budget, but I think it will still be competitive. And I look at their team and I think, you know, if it clicks, then they'll have a chance. But like you said, when in this sort of situation, last season, the two best teams in that division went up. They, you know, there's absolutely no doubt about it. They were far and away the best ones in there. So when you look at this season, you obviously look at the other teams that were up there, the other teams that were in the playoffs. Spalding, like you say, Corby, from their point of view, go to Spalding on Tuesday night, second game of the season. So blimey, it's going to be an early indicator for both teams of exactly where they are, I'm sure. With the other ones to look at, Basford, I think, will be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Newcastle Town went well last season. I think that surprised a few. Stocksbridge, Park Steels, I think, will probably be strong again. And then there's other teams that threatened it, and one of them in particular, a couple of them I recall are Leek. I think they might be quite useful, and also Kidsgrove Athletic, you know, who really I recall when Diamonds were going pretty well. I think they were unbeaten in the league in 19, and Kidsgrove went down to Wellingborough and thumped them 5-2 on their own ground. You know, that sort of league that anything can happen. So, but like you say, Shaw Lane, Witten are both gone. They were both of them completely and utterly outstanding and you know, fully deserved to go up. But so it does open it up a little bit more, and it's all about the momentum word, isn't it? That's what it's all about. If you can get a good start and then you can and you can find a bit of consistency, then I think in this sort of division you're really going to be in the money, because any sort of team that can put a good run together will be there or thereabouts.
No, I had a list of four teams who I thought they're ones to watch this season, and it's now five teams because I've written down Kidsgrove Athletic and added to them. The team that you missed, which I feel I can hear Andrew Simpson now just shouting, mention them. Lincoln United, they too were unlucky last season. They had an up and down season in many ways, and the run started a bit too late. With Stocksbridge, their run just started right on time, didn't it, in a way?
Stocksbridge, if I recall rightly, I don't think they were even in the running, and no one was really looking at them, even, you know, as far gone as February, to be honest. And then they just went on this incredible run. That got them into the playoffs and, you know, obviously nearly got them promoted. So, I mean, that just shows. It was the same for Diamonds to an extent. They had, I'm pretty sure it was a 19-match unbeaten run in the league pretty early on in the season as well. And that was enough in the end, despite a pretty ropey finish. That was still enough for them to hold a playoff place. So that's what I mean about in that division. If you are able to find a good run of form, then you really are going to be right up there, because it's one of those divisions where the teams in the bottom half have shown that if they turn up on their day, then they'll beat the team at their top. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, I'm looking at it from a Corby point of view. I just want to see them win some games, first and foremost. And I want to see the fans getting, you know, having a bit of a smile on their face, because, I mean, you know, I don't think you'd wish the last two seasons that Corby have had on any set of fans. You know, it's just been awful for them. And last season was almost even worse, because they had a brilliant recovery in the Northern Premier League for a few weeks at the turn of the year. And it really looked like they were going to do it. And then it got to the final day and they just collapsed on the final day. And it was just soul-destroying. So, you know, they've picked themselves up. They've got, you know, it's virtually a new era. It's almost like starting again for them. And hopefully they'll go and win some matches and be up there. I think, I don't really want to say that, oh, you know, they'll do this and do that, because I genuinely don't know. But I do think they've got a squad that if it does click together, then I think they could be up there. But, you know, Tuesday night in particular, I mean, I've got Romulus at home on Saturday. You know, Romulus are another team who you just don't know. You know, I know they won some games last season that some didn't expect them to, and then they lost, you know, too many to be in the shaker. But so of course we've got them. But then on Tuesday, you know, they go to Spalding, which I think will be an interesting game for both teams. But just coming back to Lincoln United, I think I saw one of the best games I saw at that level. I think it was actually in the FA Cup or the FA Trophy when they played Diamonds, but they drew each other in one of the cup competitions, and they finished 3-3 in Wellingborough. And it was absolutely fantastic, really, really good game of football. And Lincoln United, I think they end up having a good run in either the FA Cup or the FA Trophy, and it left them a little bit behind on their games and left them with a bit too much to do, I think. So yeah, I think me leaving them out of the equation there is wrong. I think they will be up there.
And there are some other teams as well, which. Basically, what John's saying there is pretty much what we've said throughout this week's show. We don't really know. It's finger in the air stuck time, isn't it, really? But we, you know, there are some other clubs who've been at step three in recent years, as well as Stocksbridge Park Steels. There's Stamford, who might be looking to do a bit better this year. Belper Town, are they going to get their mojo back in a way? And there's also some clubs who probably were going to say goodbye to at the end of the season. I'm thinking of Bedworth United, who their first season in the NPL last year did quite well, and hopefully they'll be looking to go one step better this year. One final thought, and that's Frickley Athletic, and they've got Gavin Allett, who's come back to them for this season. Frickley Athletic, they for year on year, apart from a couple of years ago, they were always there or thereabouts, staying above water. Last year, they finally made the drop down. I don't think they'll be wanting to stay there for long.
No, and I think it's always the same as this. When you have a division that you're not really sure about, you always look at, the first thing you do is you look at the teams that have come down. So naturally, people are going to look at Corby and people are going to look at Frickley, and they're going to say, you know, you've got to expect that they will be up there. So yeah, I mean, Frickley, absolutely, you know, and I think you know, like you say. I think they'll be there or thereabouts. Like, you know, you mentioned it, that they've flirted with relegation probably a bit too much, and last season it finally caught up with them. But yeah, I doubt they'll want to stay down there for too long. I'm sure they'll give it a go. The other interesting name that you just threw in there as well is Stamford. That's it's a really interesting one, that, because you know, Graham Drury there is a fiery character who is more than capable of getting his team on a good run, and you saw it in the FA Cup. You know, I reckon if you spoke to them and you said, look, if you take that FA Cup run out of it, maybe your season would have been different last season, and I'm sure that would probably have been the case. So, you know, I don't think they're short of a penny or two there. I think they've got a decent squad together again. So, again, I can't believe that they'll be as bad as they were in the league at times last season. I think they'll be a lot more consistent this time around. The other one that I don't know anything about, but I've been told to keep an eye on, is Alba Church. So, but genuinely, That's all I've been told. I've just been told to keep an eye on them. Apparently, wow. I know, but that is the fountain of my knowledge on them. I don't know anything more about them, but I was just told by, I can't remember who said it to me, but the other one, just while, without going too long and covering every team if we can, is an interesting one from down this way who I've seen a tiny little bit of is Peterborough Sport, which is a great story because obviously they are fully in the shadow of Peterborough United, and they've spent quite a lot of money to win the United Counties League at a canter. And I think they could also be a surprise package as well. I think they're another one to definitely keep an eye on. They've got some players who have played at a much higher level than the one they're still at. So they'll be another one to keep an eye on.
I mean, I was going to welcome both Alverchurch and Peterborough Sports, but also Cleethorpes Town to this to the show. You're not officially welcomed into the league until the podcast welcomes you, so welcome to the league. And I feel like we should mention everyone now. Belper Town, we mentioned them. Carlton, yeah. Town, Sheffield FC, they had a decent first half of the season, then it kind of dropped off. Chase Town as well, there's so much promise with Chase Town year after year. Yeah. You feel like, is this their year? This year, it might be their year. Then you've got Market Drayton Town and Loughborough Dynamo and Carlton Town, who'll be looking for much better seasons than they had last year. And I think then, John, we've mentioned everybody. So congratulations.
Have we given everyone a mention?
Yes, we have.
Just out of those ones that you've just touched on, I think Chase Town are a really interesting one because, again, I watched them in the second game of last season and they did an absolute number on Rushing and Diamonds. They beat them 3-1 and they absolutely destroyed them. And we were all saying after the game, wow, you know, that's probably the standard. You know, they're going to be up there, and it just never really. It never really took off for them, but again, they're another well-known club who have been higher before. So, you know, wide open, absolutely wide open from my point of view. Because I mean, we talked about Spalding, and you know, I don't know the ins and outs of what's going on there, but I do know that Kettering Town down here went there in pre-season, which was Kettering's second penultimate pre-season friendly, and Kettering beat them, you know, they're from a level above, admittedly, but Kettering beat them 3-0 and apparently beat them well as well, you know, and Spalding, from what I was were told, were pretty poor that night. Now, it's pre-season, you know, you're a fool if you judge anything on pre-season, but, you know, everyone's expecting Spalding to be a big force this season, and certainly from what I've heard from that point of view, you know, I don't think the pre-season probably went as well as they would have hoped. So it'll be interesting to see how they react to that when the real business starts.
Sorry, did you just start playing mind games on the show for next Tuesday's match? Is that what you just did there? I think you did, didn't you? Yeah, well done. Well played, John.
but if Corby get beaten there on Tuesday, I am bound to get it both barrels, aren't I? So, you know.
Oh, and in closing, Gresley, my apologies. Anyway, John Dunham from the Northampton Telegraph, putting the North in Northamptonshire. Big thank you for joining us on this season preview. Keep up the good work. Just a quick final plug for the Northampton Telegraph, because you don't just cover Corby, there's also Rushing Diamonds and Kettering as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're out on the paper's out every Thursday, and we're 7 days a week on our website, which is www.northamptontelegraph.co.uk, and you can follow me on Twitter at John Dunham NT, and I tend to tweet quite a lot. So if you fancy knowing more about Northamptonshire non-league football, then that's not a bad place to start.
Welcome back to the award-winning Heat and Hops here in Stockport.
Eaton Chapel.
Okay. Round the table, we've got the great and good of the non-league community. We've got Johnny Crowther here from livesports.fm. We've got Andrew Simpson here from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian.
These nods are going great. Right,
there's audio. Nothing better than nods on the radio. Ian Burke from Radio Manchester's here. Swampy's here from the non-league show. Oh, he knocks his cap. Richard MP's just upstairs getting a drink from the bar, and James Hayes is also here from League HQ. Now, we've just been speaking there to John Dunham, and thank you from all our hearts to John Dunham.
Cheers,
stepping into the breach. Big shoes to fill. Now Andrew Simpson's washed his hands of Division 1 South. Now, Division 1 North.
Yes.
Dead quick now, because we really are short of time.
Right.
Can anyone stop South Shields?
South Shields would win the Premier Division. I've got absolutely no doubt about that.
No, they by how many points?
By one.
They win the Conference North.
Now, I don't think they'd win the Conference North, but the team that me and Swampy saw at Wembley, if they play like that, like they did in the FA Bars final, my God, the teams are just going to not have a chance.
In front of 13,000 of their own fans as well.
Yes, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no question about it, in all fairness. And this is probably the easiest thing to predict in football history. It really is, because South Shields are that far ahead of absolutely everybody. They could hold their own in Conference North today. There's no question about it. They have got an absolutely phenomenal squad, a great pitch, a great load of support.
How do you go to somewhere like, I'm going to say this team.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say this team because I think, you know, I'm a big fan of them and I think they're going to do quite well this season. How do they go to Prescott Cables on a midweek level of confidence?
Hang on, Ben. They did it last season when they had to go to Jarrow Roofing.
Good point well made.
Yeah.
Although Jarrow Roofing would be there 3 years.
I know, but has Jarrow Roofing got the ultra scene that Prescott Cables has got at the moment?
Ben, listen. It's the easiest prediction for all of us. There's no question about it. South Shields are a professional football club now.
Yeah.
They remind me of FC United in the Northwest Counties, where we were four divisions, player-wise, in front of everybody else. And that's why we won the league, won the league, won the league.
Will they lose a game?
Yeah.
I'm in it.
I tell you what.
Two, home and away against Hyde.
I honestly can't see them losing a game. I can honestly see them being. They will win the league at the earliest opportunity that any other club has ever done it. They're that good.
Can I just throw in
They've got Julie Rarker.
Can I throw
They've it? Just
all
brought
right.
Play,
all right.
The bookies say it's
Scarborough.
It's Southfield, Scarborough, Hyde. Yeah. Right? The advantage Hyde have got over the other ones is that they this is great. Hyde have got a sports analyst. Now, they've got this fella called Shailesh who comes in, downloads all the data, and he gets all these charts and this, that, and the other.
Interesting, isn't it? Because if you talk about Scarborough, talk about Hyde, talk about, let's throw in Colwyn Bay. And Ossett Town as well.
No, they've lost Tyrone Gay.
To who?
To Hyde. And.
There we go.
And
let's throw in Trafford as well.
Trafford,
it's not.
Yeah.
The title, you could say, is in the bag with South Shields. That's everyone's opinion around the table, apart from mine, because I'm neutral. But the second place team does get promoted. Plus the third place team, if they get a good enough record.
Had it been a normal season, a lot of teams would have said, let's save our resources for when it's gone up. But now this opportunity's come here for another two teams to go up. Again, it's going to open the field to pretty much, I reckon, every team in the division, not just the odd one or two. Every team I can see in the Division 1 North at the moment is gearing up for a good season.
Does that not mean then that they are going to take points off each other and therefore the prospects of four teams getting promoted is in line with the Division 1 North?
That's going to be a big gas, but again, you're going to have the teams like Scarborough, my big dark horse, Prescott Cables, as I've said before, because their fan base has come from literally nowhere and it's
injected new life into the club.
Yeah, I don't think they've got the players yet. I don't. They've got Harry Kane in from Altrincham. They've got Tundy in from Hyde as well. He never made a first team appearance.
Is anything just to speed this along? Is anything going to happen with Johnston this year? In your opinion,
I think they assembled a very, very, very decent team. I still think they're going to leak goals, but up front, there's not going to be too many teams who can match them. Actually, you've got Kieran Killeen, you've got Ben Deegan, you've got Scott Metcalf.
Wayne Riley,
they've signed. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Blimmin' heck, I didn't even notice that one.
So about Jordan here?
Yeah.
I thought Ben Deegan had gone to Glossop.
Sorry, Glossop. Glossop gone to do okay as well.
Yeah.
And just to throw in.
You're right, Glossop, yeah. Glossop
just,
will do well.
Just to throw in another team that we've just neglected big time, who won the Duton last year. We interviewed them at the final. Bamber Bridge.
Bamber Bridge as a footballing team, good quality football, worked really well, played against a team against a league above them, and looked very, very competitive. It'll be an interesting season for them. I mean, this division is massively open. The one thing I don't think
it's a great division.
Any of us would want to say these are good, apart from South Shields.
Yeah.
Everyone else has got a good squad, good managers, good support, good fan base, and everyone can do well.
Apart from Radcliffe.
Whoa! There are certain teams, though.
Just banter.
There are certain teams that you look at and you go, actually, I don't think they're going to be top six, top seven. You look at Ossett Albion, Radcliffe Borough. I think they'll come good next season.
Radcliffe Borough anymore.
No, you are technically, aren't you, for this season?
We are Radcliffe FC, but yeah.
Radcliffe FC, the Borough they're called. Radcliffe FC, right. The Borough.
So, you know, Mosley's going to be a few teams you'd expect to be battling down the bottom end, but these dark horses are plenty here. You've got Tadcaster.
Well, I was thinking the same Tadcaster, they'll be up there. They've and made that's the whole point about the whole season then. We don't know.
Ramsbottom have made some really good signings. They're looking good up front. They've got some decent strength down the wings.
Rami will be right up there this season. They've got some very good players.
I do think they'll be hit and miss, but they'll be okay. They won't have the worries that they had towards the end of last season. And I've got to just say, Ben, Atherton Colliery's do not write the calls.
Breaking news, everybody, and this is breaking news. For those people from Atherton Colliery's, save three seats. We're coming on Monday.
We'll be
there on Monday for the first Euro Stick Extra of the season.
Yeah, it's Kendall Town.
I hope I can get my leg over that chair this time.
Now,
was it a chair?
Just your quick predictions for Division 1 North, your top two. Is everyone going to say South Shields?
Yeah, South Shields.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so the team is going to finish second and the team is going to go through the playoffs. Johnny Crowther.
I'll go Hyde. Yeah.
And the playoffs?
Scarborough.
Just to mention Scarborough, congratulations. They'll be playing their first game against Hyde at the Flamingo Land Stadium.
First met Goldst.
I've just written down Glossop.
Okay.
You can't bet against them two ever. And they know what it takes to get a team promoted. They'll finish second. And playoffs, Scarborough.
Birkhead.
Second, I've got to say Hyde, just with the know-how that they've got there, with the technology that they've invested in. I think it's going to be really interesting watching them develop this season. They've got a big squad.
Still got Beads.
Beads still up front. Injured at the minute. Should be back in a couple of weeks, but fully expect 45 goals off him.
Playoffs.
This season, playoffs. I'd love it to be Scarborough.
Swampy. Good story, that.
Yeah.
Second place, I'm going to go with Hyde.
Playoffs?
Playoffs, I'm going to go with Ramsbottom.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah, yeah.
That's a dark.
It's like in my two.
Oh, well, thank you, Richard, for playing along. Do you want to have another go? Are you all right?
Glossop.
Second?
Playoff.
Oh.
I've got Radcliffe going to be up there, of course, but even though I've got to be impartial, I have had a request from potentially a future member of the podcast saying that Atherton Colliery will win the league.
Gibbo?
Yes.
Has he put in a transfer request yet from the North West Counties podcast?
He's been kicked off it, hasn't he?
He's been kicked off it. Have you wanted to come here? Sounds like a bad apple to me. Anyway.
In all fairness,
yes.
This man to our left hand side has to start making full predictions, utilising.
Come on.
He's get out of jail card.
If you want to increase social media traffic, say something really controversial. Go on.
Perfect. South Shields and Radcliffe to be the top two.
And Mosley to get relegated.
That one after, that might have been serious.
Ramsbottom to get relegated, yeah? Is that what you're going with? I hate that boss. X43, I'm not going on that again. Anyway, right, so.
The witch way?
Yeah, right. The Donner Express.
Right, so that is the end.
Oh, Ben, we didn't mention Brighouse.
We didn't mention Brighouse, but thank you for
it's
bringing
all right,
it
up. It's all
right. First of Ben, we do realise he's now concentrating more on rugby league than he's on football.
Yeah. Oh, he loves his rugby.
Just till September.
He knows
just
till September.
Oh, from Stuart Swinton Lions, mate.
And so,
come on, Salford!
And that is the end of this season preview of the Evostick NPL show. And remember, we don't know anything. We're just here for your own entertainment. So, good luck to everybody. We hope you all win. We hope you all get promoted and no one gets relegated.
Isn't
that nice?
It is, Ben, but in fairness, because of our predictions, we hope we get beat. a sudden win, and therefore we'll feel better about ourselves.
And
those supporters that don't like us will hate us more, and those supporters that do like us will like us more.
So. No such supporter out there. Johnny Crowther from Live Sports FM. Thank you for joining us.
Is that really a thing? Live Sports?
Oh, they've done. They've done cricket. They do the Toronto Wolfpack commentary. The Toronto Wolfpack commentary. Yes. Anyway, Andrew Simpson from the Manchester Guardian. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ian Burke from Radio Manchester, 26-0. Thank you.
Cheers, Benno. I like how you've backed your book like you're at school.
Swamp.
Just a little bit of water.
Swampy from the Non-League Show and FC Radio. Thank you.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks very much. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to bring you here again.
Richard Impey from Altrincham. Richard Impey from Altrincham. Thank you.
Thank you.
And James Hayes from the League. Thank you.
No worries. We can get involved on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at.
Yeah, we've got an Instagram page, haven't we?
At Evil Stick League on all three of them.
Are we on MySpace yet? No, not bothered.
That's on its way.
So, from everyone here at the award-winning Eating Ops, a big thank you for joining us this month. We'll be back next week with an Evo Stick Extra, pre-recorded live at Atherton Collieries against Kendal Town. But from everyone here at the Eating Ops, wherever you're going this weekend, have fun. Bye-bye.
The EvoStick NPL show was brought to you in association with EvoStick, proud official sponsors of the Northern Premier League.